Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 13th installment of Preparing Foods on Shabbos. We were discussing the last 2 days, Shehiya, which is warming foods going into Shabbos. I just want to add two more things before we move on. One is there is a stringency that when doing Shehiya, when warming foods going into Shabbos, one should make sure that all the food is fully cooked before Shabbos begins. That's a stringency. That's not an absolute necessity. But I do want to clarify that you hear people talk about that every now and then. That's one thing. The other thing, this is a leniency. The Gemara talks about this. The whole concern why I have to cover the heat source is that perhaps I'm going to be disappointed that things aren't further along and I'll just lose myself and I'll raise the heat. So let's say it was a food in a means of preparation that there's no way it's going to be ready for Friday night dinner anyway, and come Shabbos lunch, there's no way it's not going to be ready. Such as raw meat cooking slowly. So presumably in times of the Gemara, this was more common. In our setting, if you put raw meat into your crock pot right before Shabbos, it's not going to be ready for Friday night dinner, and it should very much be ready for Shabbos lunch. And therefore, technically speaking, if you put a piece of raw meat in right before Shabbos, you even if the rest of the cholent was not machol ben drusoy, you would not be obligated to cover the heat source. So, according to those, if either you don't have the means of covering the heat source, or if you want to be strict like those that say, sort of don't rely on the idea of covering the heat source and it has to be fully cooked before Shabbos, an alternative to that, if it's not fully ready before Shabbos, would be to throw a raw piece of meat into the cholent right before Shabbos. That's based on the Gemara, and some people do that. What I would like to move on to next is what's called Chazara. Don't worry, we're not going to review the last 12 segments of the series. That's not what we mean here. What we mean by Chazara is Chazara means to put something back on the heat source. So I believe we discussed this earlier in the series. I'm not supposed to scoop or stir something out of a pot of food if it's on a heat source on Shabbos. So that means when I'm serving the soup Friday night, let's say I had it on the burner, let's say I had it on the blech that was on the burner. So when I'm ready to serve the soup, I should really be taking that pot of soup off of the blech, off of the burner, and putting it somewhere else. Is there a means by which after I serve the soup, I can put the soup back on the blech? Similarly, a person wants to have some cholent Friday night. So again, they would be taking the crock pot, they would be taking the pot that's holding the food out of the broader crock pot, spooning out some cholent. Do they have a means of putting it back on now? So this is the idea of Chazara. So what you have to understand about Chazara is there are all of a sudden three different concerns that the rabbis had when it came to Chazara. One is, I'm doing an action of putting that food on the heat source now on Shabbos. Unlike Shehiya, which we've been discussing recently, where I did everything before Shabbos, Chazara, I'm about to put that pot back on the blech, which is pretty hot, actually. Concern number one. Concern number two, the rabbis still are worried that I might lose myself and I might stir the coals in some way if things aren't hot enough. Concern number three, the rabbis wanted to make it very clear to anyone who would pass by and be observing that I'm not cooking for the first time on Shabbos and that I shouldn't think that it's okay to take something out of the fridge and cook it on Shabbos or take even raw ingredients and cook them on Shabbos. So these are the considerations the rabbis had in mind. And for these reasons, the rabbis came up with five requirements, lichatchila, in an ideal setting, when it comes to doing chazara on Shabbos. Requirement number one, the heat source has to be covered. Requirement number two, the food has to be fully cooked. If the food isn't fully cooked and I put it back on that burner, I just did cooking on Shabbos on a Torah level possibly. That's bad. So the heat source has to be covered. Number two, the food has to be fully cooked. Number three, the food still has to be hot when I put it back on the heat source. It has to still be associated with the original state of being heated. And so it's very obvious that I'm just putting the pot right back on the heat source as opposed to cooking for the first time on Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein says the definition of still being hot is it's hot enough that I could serve it as a warmed item, a warmed food, a warm drink. Number four, I have to keep it in my hand. Keep it in my hand does not mean I'm holding it in the air. Keep it in my hand. It could be on the countertop, but the point is I'm still holding it. That from the time that I took it off the burner, that shows that I still have a connection to the initial time it was on the burner. And finally, number five, my intent from the outset of taking it off has to be that I plan on putting it right back on. Let me run these really fast. Number one is the heat source has to be covered. Number two is the food has to be fully cooked. Number three is the food still has to be considered hot or warm. Number four, I still have to have my hand on it. And number five, I have to have had in mind to put it back. My hand has to be on it from the time I took it off, and I have to have in mind to put it back from the time I took it off. The first three that we mentioned are deal breakers. If any of those three is not true, is not so, I can't put it back on the burner. That's the last two. There could be circumstances that if they're not true, I could still put it back on the burner. It's a little too complicated for us to go through in this setting. Of the last two, the most important one is that I really have to have had in mind from the outset to put it back on the heat source. I wish we would have more time, but we don't have more time. It's complicated, but these are the basic rules of Chazara. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.